This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A bill to lift the U.S. government's debt ceiling is headed to the desk of U.S. President Joe Biden after the Senate voted to pass the bipartisan deal late Thursday night and avert what would have been the country's first ever default. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
The yeas are 63, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Nearly all Democrats and some Republicans in the Senate approved the bill, which had been passed by the House the day before. Lawmakers have been racing against the clock following months of partisan bickering. The U.S. Treasury had warned it would run out of funds starting June the 5th if Congress failed to act by then. In a statement, Biden said he would sign the bill into law as soon as possible, adding, quote, "This bipartisan agreement is a big win for our economy and the American people."
Reuters' Diane To reporting. The UN Security Council on Friday extended for just 6 months the United Nations political mission in Sudan after the UN envoy was accused by Sudan's army chief of stoking the worsening civil conflict. In a short resolution, the council unanimously agreed to extend until December 3, 2023, the UN Integrated Transition Assistance Mission in Sudan. That limited duration underscores the delicate situation in the country. The United States says it doesn't plan on building more nuclear weapons to counter threats from Russia, China, or a growing number of adversaries who have or could soon have nuclear capabilities. Instead, Washington plans to modernize its existing nuclear arsenal and continue to invest in cutting-edge technologies to keep adversaries in check. This according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Friday. This is VOA News. Spain will be looking to leverage its 50-year-old relationship with China to bring a peaceful resolution to Russia's war on Ukraine when it assumes the rotating presidency of the European Union next month. The presidency will give Madrid a prominent role in representing the West in efforts to put an end to the conflict on terms that do not reward Russia's aggression. Ukrainian air defenses have managed to shoot down more than 30 Russian cruise missiles and drones as Moscow continues its attack on the Ukrainian capital, AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The air offensive was Moscow's sixth attack in 6 days on Kyiv. Officials say the capital was simultaneously targeted from different directions by Iranian-made drones and cruise missiles. Several people were injured, and private houses, outbuildings, and cars sustained damage from falling debris. The recent spate of attacks on the capital has put a strain on residents as they wait for an upcoming counteroffensive promised by Kyiv authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
An army base in North Carolina is no longer called Fort Bragg. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
The renaming is part of a Defense Department effort replacing the names of bases connected to Confederate soldiers instead of Fort Bragg.
Welcome to Fort Liberty, the center of the universe.
The change is part of a broad Defense Department initiative motivated by the George Floyd protest to make the Army more welcoming to current and prospective black service members. Christopher Donahue is commanding general at Fort Liberty.
As you look around this group, across this installation, this community, you will know that we are ready to ensure liberty for all of our citizens anywhere.
Other bases are being renamed for black soldiers, presidents, and trailblazing women, but the North Carolina installation is the only one not renamed after a person. I'm Ed Donahue.
Officials in India say two passenger trains derailed on Friday. The death toll is now up to at least 120 people. Hundreds of others are believed trapped inside a dozen damaged train cars. Around 850 people are now believed injured. The incident took place nearly 1,600 kilometers northwest of the capital of New Delhi. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Rescuers are attempting to free people feared trapped in the wreckage. And the Department of Justice in the United States has informed former Vice President Mike Pence's legal team that it won't pursue criminal charges related to the discovery of classified documents at the Indiana home of the former vice president. The department sent a letter to that effect to Pence's attorney on Thursday. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.